Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's Euralo Monthly Call, taking place on Tuesday, 16th of February 2016 at 1900 UTC. On today's call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Oksana Prikotko, Wolf Ludwig, Irio Lansipuro, Sebastian Bachelet, Stefano Trumpi, Jean-Jacques Subreno, Roberto Gaetano, Narin Kacharyan, and Christoph Brach. We have apologies from Liana Galtian, Sandra Hopperister, and Matthew Hanley. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Yishin Nodlai. Please do let me know if I forgot to announce anyone's name.
I guess no.
So finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking for transcript purposes. Over to you, Olivier. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yashim. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and tonight we have an extensive agenda that will take us first through policy discussions currently on policy consultation, then a quick update from Wolf Ludwig on the public interest document that he was working on. Then we'll have an update on the work of the cross-community working group on INA stewardship transition and the one on accountability, ICANN accountability. Actions of the Euralo board. There was a conference call yesterday. Then another update to let you know about the special budget request that Euralo has filed. And finally, a reminder on the outreach and engagement calendars. Hopefully, we can fit all of this in 1 hour's time. Now, are there any other topics that anybody would like to bring up that we can add to the any other business part of this call? Okay, I don't notice anybody wanting to make any amendments to the agenda, so the agenda is adopted as it is on your screen, and we can go immediately to item number 2, and that's our action items from our last conference call 1 month ago. There are still several action items that are still pending, and I'm going to read through those because I just wanted to check if we have an update on these. First, we have Wolf Ludwig asked that all Euralo members should send feedback by email on their interest to create the Euralo Public Interest Working Group. May I just add that perhaps we can discuss this in the next agenda item when we have an agenda item specifically for this. So let's put this to the side. Gisela is to set up a single issue call for Euralo on the CCWG accountability. That's also set to the side. We're dealing with it on this call. Wolf and Olivier are to issue a call for participation for the Euralo Working Group on the Public Interest. Okay, sounds like something we've heard about. We'll discuss this in a moment. And fifth, number 5, Olivier asked members to sign up for the 2 newly created task forces. And we're going to have some more on this today. So I expect that by the end of this call, hopefully, we've got all of these action items covered. Are there any comments or questions on these? No comments and no questions. Let's then move swiftly on to agenda item number 3, and this is the state of the current ALAC consultations and initiatives. On the agenda, you will see a quick summary of what has happened recently and what is about to happen soon. First, there's one statement that was approved by the ALAC, and that's the proposed implementation of the GNSO, that's the Generic Name Supporting Organization, FICWHOIS, consensus policy requiring consistent labeling and display of RDDS, which means Registration Data Distributed Services, WHOIS output for all generic top-level domains. With such a title, I am surprised we even managed to come up with an actual statement. But there you go. We have a statement that was drafted by Holly Reich and, by Alan Greenberg, assisted by Holly Reich and Carlton Samuels. Effectively, this whole RDDS is the sort of next generation registration data services whois type database that hopefully at some point is going to replace, well, I'm not quite sure whether it will replace it or not, but there's some movement on that. And one of the problems, of course, as you know, with whois is that it's a one-size-fits-all system at the moment, where the information about a registrant is either there or it is not. So it's either full information or no information. It's not really suited for what it should be these days. Anyway, we have a statement on this. If you're interested in these issues, please have a read of the statement. That was totally agreed by the ALAC with 11 votes in favor. Now, there are two statements at the moment that are being drafted and where you can comment. The first one is the final report recommendations of the Geographic Regions Review Working Group. And that's an important one for us, for many other regions as well, but for us it's particularly important because we do have a small number of countries, and particularly Armenia, that are currently part of the Asia-Pacific and Pacific Island Regional at Large Organization, because that's how they were listed originally in the regions are listed like that in the ICANN bylaws, and in the ICANN rules. But there is a possibility for this to change now. And I note that we have some participants from Armenia on the call. They have been very active in Uralo, and this might be a chance now for, once these rules are set up, this might be a chance for Armenia to move over to Europe and embrace the Uralo sphere of interest. So that's one. It's open for comments. Tijani Benchema has drafted a statement, and in fact, with the help of Jean-Jacques Sebrenat and Narina Kachatrian. So this is very Uralo heavy statement, I think. The next one is the notice of preliminary determination to grant registrar data retention waiver request to Askio Technologies Incorporated Denmark, filial of Askio Technologies Incorporated USA. That's again one of these things where the registrar data retention rules in are such that for companies that are based in Europe, they could be breaking the local law on data retention policies, and especially when it comes down to privacy. So ICANN has been providing these sort of waivers one at a time for all sorts of companies, and when it provides a waiver, it needs to have an actual open consultation to ask if there are any comments. We haven't, the ALAC hasn't paid notice of this in the past because we've always said that there should be something that should be done to redraft the actual policy rather than providing these one-off waivers. But Roberto Gaetano is in charge of drafting something for this. I don't know when the closing time is. I noticed here it says 11th of January 2016. I gather this has probably been delayed further, unless we are very late on this.
This is
now.
Excuse me, Olivier.
Yes.
Annette speaking.
Annette, welcome. Annette Mühlberg, you have the floor.
Annette Mühlberg, is that Roberto referred to in his mail? He sent a mail to the list? Just a few minutes ago.
That mail I have not read, so I don't know.
Roberto, are you on?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So the answer was from Wolf Ludwig.
Yes, it is.
I see Alan Greenberg has put his hand up, so maybe that Alan can take us through this. Let us know, and if I just heard Roberto afterwards, then maybe Roberto can tell us a few words on this one. Alan Greenberg, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. It's been our we made statements a long time ago saying that we believe ICANN should make sure that registrars can obey their local laws. We have not been commenting on these requests one by one. When this one came up, Roberto made a comment saying something to the effect of, I won't try to quote him exactly, but am I the only one, or is this just silly that we're wasting so much time on this? And I reacted to that and said, no, you're not the only one. And following that, I did ask Roberto to draft something, which I unfortunately dropped the ball on and have not focused on because of the work on accountability and a number of other things. But I will be bringing that one onto the front burner, and I suspect we'll, and because of the delay, we'll probably end up talking about it in Marrakesh. But my intent, certainly, if the ALAC agrees, is to make a statement in more elegant words than Roberto may have used initially, but saying this is silly. We should have a lighter weight process to make sure that people can do things without having to have them submit all sorts of documents, and then I can spend all sorts of time processing them. So that's where it stands. So I'm afraid I'm the guilty one in not continuing. This item is staying on even though that particular comment is closed, because we were not planning to respond to the comment period as such, but to give advice to the board. So that's where it stands right now. Roberto, I'm sure, can elaborate, and with my apologies to him for not following up quicker. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Alan. Olivier speaking, and Roberto Gaetano, you have the floor.
Yes, it's just to say that I basically agree that we should find a way to be diplomatic in our statement. However, it has also to be firm in the sense that there's a matter of principle here, which is ICANN complying with the national laws, and I think that it is important that we as ALAC make opinion advice to the board. I don't think that we should spend a lot of time on this call, but you know, I'm available to further polish my rough statement.
You're coming out a bit faint, Roberto. I can hear you, but you sound a bit distant.
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot better.
This one. Can you hear me better now?
No.
Sun is shining.
You sound like you're in the room. Before, you sounded like you were on another planet. But that's good.
Well, the funny thing is that I was using a microphone before, and now I'm just speaking loud into the microphone of the computer. Okay, I was basically saying that it is important that we make a sort of statement on this, because it is a question about ICANN complying with the national laws and not obliging the you know, people that live outside the U.S. and have a different jurisdiction to do all sorts of fancy things. I think that if possible, if we can have a chat with people that are interested in this subject in Marrakesh, that would be the best solution. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Roberto. Very helpful. I see Jean-Jacques Sobana has put his hand up. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier, and hello all. This is Jean-Jacques. I will not be in attendance in Marrakesh. My trip and accommodation are not being taken care of by ICANN. But I would like to attend remotely. So, Roberto, you can count on me and send me the information on how I can do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. I'm sure that there'll be a follow-up, hopefully with Alan taking up the ball on this, and he can relate to you and to Roberto on this. I don't know when that that discussion will be scheduled, but I'm sure at some point, and no doubt there will be an announcement of this in advance. Now, let's just move on. I notice the time is ticking, so that's a good point. We're moving forward on this. There are no statements that are stalled at the moment. There are two public comment requests on our table at the moment where the ALAC has not really decided. Sorry, the ALAC has decided not to submit statements. The first one was the GNSO, Privacy and Proxy Services Accreditation Issues, Policy Development Process Recommendations for ICANN Board Consideration. This is about the accreditation of these proxies, privacy and proxy services, really very much way down the line on recommendations. I guess it probably is a little late if we are to come now. We have commented about this in the past. We, as in the ALAC, has commented about this in the past. So I gather most of the points that the ALAC made have been taken into account. And also, I note that we have had some people from at-large in the working group as well, I believe. Next, the continuous data-driven analysis of the Root Service System Stability Study Plan. That's a method by which one finds out how stable the root server system is. As you know, there are a quantity of root servers around the world. Is it 13 of them? I think it is 13 of them. I'm just doing this from memory. And the 13 are also mirrored in hundreds and hundreds of locations. So we actually now have hundreds of root servers that are all copied on the main root around the world. And so far, we don't seem to have had any breakdown in the whole system since the Internet has been running continuously for so long. But it's always good to have some kind of analysis to make sure that we keep to these standards. I don't think the ALAC had anything to say about this, apart from saying, yeah, good, keep on doing what you're doing. Any comments or questions on any of the public comment systems that we have here? And, of course, you will see on your screen there is a link. Well, it's not a link, but there is the closed statements and past communication. There is actually a policy development page that if you are interested in, you can constantly follow it because the policy is an ongoing item. I've put the link in our chat. That effectively is the link to follow, and you'll see how things are progressing. And whenever there's some new public comment requests, they come onto that page. So it's a good page to bookmark on your browser. Now, let's move on to the next thing, and that's agenda item number 4. That's the update on the work of Wolf Ludwig, the public interest document. I guess I can just hand the floor over to Wolf.
Thanks, Olivier. It's Wolf Ludwig for the record. Well, as we have discussed at our last call, we had the two options. The first option and the clear option was that we put this up as a URALO working group, concentrating on our own region, and the other option was to introduce or to propose this at the ALEC level and to invite other RALOs to join our effort and to open it up to participants from other RALOs, and we suggested this at the last secretariat's call where representatives from other RALOs were present. So they were somehow okay interested in it, but there was no feedback or response that people from other regions would like to participate in it. Therefore, for the time being, I think it should be clear we concentrate on this in our own region, as it was expressed by some people in the past already. And I have Annette, and I have Jure, and I have Jean-Jacques Suprena on my list already. I do not know whether this group is complete by now, or whether other people, other members are still interested to join this working group. So it will be open all the time. It will not be anything closed. So anybody here on the call, or anybody who will contact us at a later stage wishing to join this working group is, of course, welcome. So it's just as a starting point, it was the first input from my side, which is more or less a very compact document. I had a much longer version with many more details in it. So it was meant to be a thesis paper, and the thesis paper is always due for further review. And there may be other aspects which may pop up in the working group. So this basic thesis paper can and should be amended, and perhaps over the time getting a little bit more comprehensive, because there are quite a number of aspects which can be more detailed, in my opinion, such as how the concept of the public interest can be further pushed and better implemented at the ICANN level. And there is still a lot of fodder for thought, etc., in this direction. I think from my side, that's all. If you have any further questions on it, please let me know. And I see Sylvia's hand raised, and perhaps Sylvia has a question or a comment.
Sylvia Renko, yeah, I have the floor.
I've seen already a note from Sylvia in the chat.
Hello.
She sent us the members of the working group, mm-hmm. and Sylvia can add them. Yes, I will do, Sylvia.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, this is Sylvia. Just wanted to ask you if I would open a wiki page, and I will add the members, if you can send me the members, and if also you would like any conference call to be organized for this working group, please let us know. And I also put on the chat, you can see the session that will be held on Monday, the 7th of March in Marrakesh. This is a session led by the group of public responsibility led by Nora Abusita. And the discussion will focus on the public interest within ICANN. So you are welcome to participate on that meeting as well. Thank you.
Which meeting was that? Sorry, Annette, for the record.
It is a special meeting, Annette. It's Wolf Ludwig again for the record. It's a special meeting on the subject, which is organized in line with the next ICANN meeting in Marrakesh. But
okay.
It's in a much broader context, and it comprises all constituencies, that means everybody from other constituencies is invited for this meeting. So it will be an ICANN-wide and not a pure ELEC or RALO meeting. So, and my suggestion on the hint of Sylvia, if you go into this link, you can get some more information about the state of arts on this at this level. And I would suggest after the Marrakesh conference and after that particular meeting, I will be there at this meeting, and I need to get a little bit more updated on other ideas and other thoughts in this direction, and then it would make perfect sense to organize a call conference for our working group. So it should be after the Marrakesh meeting, either end of March or in April. That's my suggestion for the moment. And yes,
may I put my hand up?
Okay. Before you get in, Annette, just Heidi suggested, yes, create a mailing list for this group as soon as I send you the members. And okay, Annette again?
Yeah, I just volunteer for this working group on public interest.
Yeah, you are already on the list.
Yeah, I just wanted
Annette,
to make sure that this is...
Annette, Jure and Jean-Jacques. So if anybody interested, anybody else interested, just give me a short note and we will add you to this list. Then I can send it to a large step afterwards. Thanks, and from my point, from my side, Olivier, that's all.
Thanks very much, Rolf. Olivier Clapin-Oblon speaking. I have a couple of questions because I'm reading the session on the public interest, which was aware was being created. It says here, agenda details to be collaboratively designed. But are you part of that working group to prepare this public interest session? Because I certainly think that with the work that you have done, you should be actively involved with that session, not only just sitting in the audience, but I think that you should be both, if this agenda is to be collaboratively designed, you should be in charge of part of the collaboration to design the agenda and then be on the panel or as a speaker there. So has this happened?
Wolf Ludwig, for the records again, no, it has not happened. I think I have expressed my interest towards Nora Abusita already, etc., and I think others, but I was not recontacted. I'm not part of this group. I agree it would make sense being part of it, and if I will be invited, then I will accept this pleasure. Does this answer your question,
thanks,
Olivier?
Thanks for this. Yes, Wolf, it's Olivier speaking. I'm just concerned that it's, you know, the agenda says it's going to be collaboratively designed, and one of the primary culprits for this thing, authors of a paper and so on, is not being contacted. Sylvia, you've put your hand up. Maybe you can give us a follow-up on this.
Yes, thank you very much. I have contacted my colleagues on this initiative, and they have sent me a mailing list, which I just put on the chat, and you all are encouraged to join this mailing list as the agenda is being developed as we speak in these days. So I would very much encourage you to subscribe to this mailing list in order to participate and help design this session.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Sylvia.
Thank you.
I notice, I see the mailing list here. Thanks for this point. I was not aware of this. And Wolf, I guess you can take note of that mailing list and get on this ASAP. I'm just thinking I would hate to not see the at-large voice in those discussions. And I have concerns that for many, the public interest means something completely different than what we're seeing the public interest is. So we need to be there early on to push forward, and if we are to push for you know, sort of wider effort and so on, I'd really certainly hope that you would go on this list. Let's go down our list of speakers. We have a queue. First, Jean-Jacques Subrenard.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. Yes, I would like to very much support what Olivier said and take it a step further. I think that I've seen in recent months that things which have to do with public interest were not necessarily very well organized. So I think that Signing on to the list is one necessary thing, but it's not enough. I would encourage the ALAC to send a note to senior staff to point out very clearly that we consider this is a necessary component, that the ALAC contribution as the representatives of the ordinary or the global ordinary user is absolutely essential. Because I've seen cases where simply signing on to a list made people vague observers and certainly not taking part in the definition of the work to be done. Thanks.
Thanks very much for this, Jean-Jacques. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I must say I do agree we need to take an active part. I see Alan Greenberg has put his hand up. You mentioned the ALAC should be moving forward. Well, we have the ALAC chair with us. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I'll just comment saying, first of all, there is no traffic on that. There have been no posts on that list. So joining is interesting, but you haven't missed anything yet. But in theory, that list might well be used for something that's important if it ever starts being used. Just to note, the ALAC will not be left out. I will be contacting them and making sure that whatever happens, we will be actively participating. Now, whether that includes Wolf or not will depend on exactly what the specifics are that they're planning, which I'm still somewhat vague on. But there certainly will be at-large involvement. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Alan. Good to hear. Okay, so as we said, if there are any more people who wish to be part of this initiative, there's going to be a mailing list created at the at-large level. I believe the at-large level is at URALO level. I don't even know about that, whether this should be URALO or at-large. We have asked that this should really be something for all the RALOs and for all of at-large. So I think we can ask for it to be created for all of at-large, provided we have the green light from Alan on this.
I have no problem with an at-large mailing list on the subject.
Okay. Thanks for this, Alan.
I'll go farther. I think it's a good idea.
Even better. Thanks. And so if you are interested, anybody on the call is interested, please let staff know and be added to the list like this. So let's get moving. Oh, I note one more note from Jean-Jacques Subrenat in the chat, who would respectfully suggest that in showing its interest, the ALAC should state that some preparatory work has already been done in URALO. So that's read to the record. Let's move on. It's good to see that things are moving forward on this. Next, we have an update on the cross-community working group on INS stewardship transition and the cross-community working group on ICANN accountability. Now, you might have remembered from last month that we had an action item. In fact, the board, the URALO board, had an action item to put together a webinar to explain the whole accountability proposal to our at-large structures in Europe. Since that time, and you know, we thought that we were going to have a final presentation on these things, but this still hasn't happened, and the working group is still in the process of finalizing different texts. And now time has somehow overtaken us, and there is a request by the ALAC chair to actually have they're not even webinars, they are going to be full meetings on the 24th of February and the 25th of February. And there's a doodle poll that was sent out to the ALAC announce list for everyone to fill in to choose the best dates for this. So Alan, since you are on the call, could you just let us know a little bit what you are planning to do on the 24th and the 25th of February?
Thank you. This is prep work for the review in Marrakesh and presuming or potential ratification of the CCW request proposal by the ALAC. There was a strong demand that we allocate some time prior to getting to Marrakesh to go over the overall proposal, the 12 recommendations, and solicit input and feedback to aid our discussions in Marrakesh. So essentially, it will be, the two sessions will comprise an overall review of the CCWG accountability proposal and an open discussion on are there issues that we believe either justify not approving them or potentially submitting a minority statement against them.
Thanks for this, Alan. It's Olivier Crépin-Ablot speaking. And is this aimed, the way you will run that meeting, will this be primarily for input by ALAC members, or is it by all at-large structures?
We have said that attendance by ALAC is, I hesitate to use the word mandatory, but certainly we expect all ALAC members to either attend or listen to the recordings afterwards. Others are welcome to participate at whatever level they feel appropriate.
Okay, so it's Olivier speaking. So you are collecting input from everyone, basically?
To the extent other people have input, yes, certainly.
Okay, fantastic. So that really, I think, judging from the fact that this is going to go into each one of the 12 recommendations that are being made by the Cross-Committee Working Group on ICANN Accountability, having a webinar in addition to this felt a little bit redundant, in fact, very much redundant, because it would be a repeat without having the input, and so it was felt that it would be better for people to go to those two meetings. And so there is a link in the agenda to a Doodle poll. If you are interested in going, to choose the timings that would be most suitable for you. I don't know when the Doodle poll closes, but I would imagine it will close very soon, which means you need to make your selections pretty fast. And I did share this with the board yesterday, the Urala board, and it was felt that indeed that we should just proceed forward with sending people our ALSs, and in fact each one of us to be present in those two calls. Now, the next thing on our agenda is speaking about the Urala board, what happened on yesterday's Urala board call, and our main discussion was on two topics. And that was an update on the task forces. So if you recall from the announcement that we had, two task forces have now been created in Urala. One is on at-large structure engagement, how to get our at-large structures to be more engaged, how to make Urala and ICANN issues more exciting and so on. So that's one of them. And the second one is a task force on the review and the revision of the bylaws. So the board, Urala board, had a good discussion yesterday on these and have started populating the membership list for these. We have a wiki page for each one of these task forces. The one on at-large structure engagement has two initial tasks: to follow up on the at-large structure skill sets, and to update and refine the list of at-large structures with contact points behind a login. In fact, I do know that Oksana Prihotka has sent me a file that already has a very good groundwork of the list of at-large structures with contact points and so on. So that will probably be a good starting point for this for this task force to do some work and to then move forward and define what it wants to do and add to its two initial tasks, which are listed on the wiki page. Why are we talking about this here? Because we are making a call for members. If you are interested in joining, that would be very good. At the moment, we're looking at, I'm speaking about ALS engagement, not the bylaws. Could we have, please, the ALS engagement PDF? And so we're basically asking for calling for volunteers. I know that on the emails there have been some responses already from some people, so these have been recorded. They will be added onto the list. And I believe that mailing lists will be created for each one of these task forces as well. And so everyone will be added, any volunteers will be added to these. Jean-Jacques Sebrena, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. At the Euralo General Assembly in Dublin, I think I remember there was a brief mention of the idea that perhaps a member of the new Euralo board could be charged more specifically with outreach and with this kind of thing, including ALS engagement. My question to you, Olivier, is, has this been done, and has a member of your board been designated for this task?
Thanks for this reminder. it's Olivier speaking. So far, we haven't moved forward on this. We haven't designated someone specifically on this task. But I believe that one of the members of the Euralo board that are listed currently on this task force on at-large structure engagement will be probably taking the lead on this. At the moment, we have myself, there's Wolf Ludwig, Jordi Iparaguer, and Irio Lensipuro listed. So I'm sure one of them will be volunteering to lead and move forward on this. So that's one of the things, basically. And I guess I'll leave it over to the task force to start its work and then report back to us on a monthly basis to see how things are progressing. And I note here, a good starting point should be to designate a board member to launch the work, says Jean-Jacques. Okay, that's point noted, and we will put this on our next board agenda. Or even follow up by email and see if somebody volunteers to lead up on this. I don't want to put any of the current members on the spot whilst we are on this call. Next is the one on the revision and the rewriting of the bylaws. Also, a wiki page has been created for this, and there are a number of people who have put their name down on this. Three initial tasks: map out the differences between the bylaws, the way the bylaws are drafted, and how Euralo actually works. The task force will revert back to Euralo ALSs with their results. Yesterday, the board went a little bit further. The Euralo board went a bit further. We discussed ways to move forward, and we had sort of an agreement on how to proceed forward with things. So I think that might need to be a little bit updated, Sylvia. Maybe it's an old page that I had.
I just wrote an email, Olivier, Annette Mühlberg speaking.
Ah, okay. Well, excellent. So everyone decides to write emails when I chair the call, right? How can I read emails and be on the call at the same time? Okay. Anyway, that's fine. But the work is moving forward on this. Here we go, yeah. Now we have... there's Annette's email is there as well. So work is already starting, and hopefully we'll have a mailing list in place very soon indeed. So these are the two task forces, and that was essentially what we spoke about on yesterday's board call. Obviously, you know, we don't have time to discuss the actual work itself that the task force will be doing, because we only have 1 hour on our call today. But what I would suggest is please volunteer to be part of those task forces. Let other at-large structures know about these. You might have some colleagues whom you remember or other ALSs whom you remember had a lot of ideas on ALS engagement or quite a few ideas on the problems or any review of the bylaws. So now's the time to suggest that they join those two task forces. I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so let's move on.
Well, so I might put my hand up, Annette, again.
Annette
Mühlberg, for the record. I think that we should agree on a clear mandate. This is what I wrote, so trying to summarize the yesterday, what I said about checking if there is anything that needs to be changed in respect to what we want to do, so that we don't spend time in procedure instead of content. So content should be first, and then we see if what procedure is needed. So I think this, and coming back with the results of this task force to the members of the RALO with the proposals, I think that would be a great way to work. And what we discussed yesterday, too, is to have international experiences put in the wiki, too.
That's correct, yes. And I think it's Olivier speaking. So if by international experiences, you mean the experiences of the other RALOs?
Best practice, what they think is really useful, so that we can, you know, have with the wiki, we have a nice source of knowledge, and we could refer to if it's needed.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. This is all recorded, I guess Yashin will be putting this in the, or whoever is dealing with the action item is going to be adding this. Oh God, okay, that's a little late. We're at the moment looking at the, hopefully the action items are going to fill themselves up with time. At the moment I see that there is an update on the public interest discussions. Let's then move forward with item number 7 in our agenda. And just noting before we do that there's also a note by Jean-Jacques Subrenat in the chat, a suggestion by Jean-Jacques Subrenat regarding the designating the board, the two suggestions that he made in the chat that can go into the action items as well. Let's move on. Next is the budget development. And in fact, the interesting thing is not the overall budget development workspace, that is the request that was made by URALO URALO members' participation at the 16th ICANN Student Crisis. And that's a meeting that's taking place on the 6th and 7th of October in Dubrovnik, in Croatia. Now, the ALAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee met for two conference calls to review all of the requests that had been put forward. The first pass actually gave a negative response to our request, but the second pass was turned into a positive response by noting that this, at the end of the day, is a meeting that is attended by board members, is attended by, or has been attended by the ICANN's CEO, senior members of ICANN staff, and a lot of participants, but the participants come from the contracted parties, registrars, registries, businesses, some civil society, some academia, some governments as well, but actually no representatives or no one from the end users, nobody from at large. Per se, and that was a bit of a concern. So that seemed to have shifted the view in the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, and this request has now been filed with ICANN Finance, and the decision on whether this should be funded or not will come back within, I don't really know what timeline, but the decision will be made by ICANN on this. So I don't know whether we will be able to be financed on this, but let's cross fingers and hope that it will happen. Unfortunately, in the past, we've had a negative response, but on this occasion, we've provided a lot more information than in the past. So hopefully this sways the balance in the direction of funding. Are there any comments or questions on this? And I note in the chat that the deadline was extended. The deadline was the 15th of February. I believe it's been extended to the 17th of February. So tomorrow is the deadline. But it should be filed and moving forward on this. I don't notice any hands up. So that was the budget request. That's the only one that URALO has filed this year. We have what we call Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program Requests, CROP for short, These are five slots where we can send somebody to an ICANN meeting or to a non-ICANN meeting or send somebody somewhere to perform outreach. And we have used those slots in the past to actually do it the other way around, to actually send people from prospective at-large structures that could be that would then come to the Eurodic and meet with many people from our at-large community who take part in Eurodic. And so far, we have actually had some good results on some of the some of those people that were funded. So it's worked. We are planning to probably pursue the same thing this year, but we haven't made any choice yet as to who will be sent. And I gather that will be part of the future discussions that we need to have on the Euralo board and also with you at large structures. Seeing no more hands up either, so let's then move on. And we are down at number 8, the outreach and engagement calendars already. Now, these are calendars which are self-maintained. So effectively, it means that we have the ability to put at-large structure events, any local meetings, any local internet governance forum, or if your at-large structure is having a meeting, you can put it on this calendar. This calendar will then be integrated with all of the at-large calendars, and these will be then integrated with the overall big picture ICANN calendars. And the whole idea is that we share this information with each other so that we know what's happening when, and we can publicize the events so as to not only have more people coming to the event, but perhaps if you are webcasting the event, you can have people following the event remotely, or even have sort of coordination of what you're discussing with other at-large structures. So it's the whole thing about publicizing what you're doing and also making it known to other at-large structures, because there might be someone in the space here who also is interested in the same issues as your at-large structure. So the events calendar is here. At the moment, it's very empty for Europe, and I can't believe this. I mean, there are so many things taking place in Europe, so please bring this forward. Now, this is a calendar which has been put together by the ALAC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement, but it works hand-in-hand with ICANN's Global Stakeholder Engagement Group, which is pretty sort of, I mean, for Europe, the person in charge of this is Jean-Jacques Sahel. And we have spoken to Jean-Jacques in the past, and I think many of you know him. And we really need to fill that calendar up. So if something's happening in your part of the world, please let us know. There are ways where you can actually add all of that yourself onto the calendar if you know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, just get in touch with me or with staff, and we'll guide you as to how to add things in this calendar. Are there any other any questions on this calendar? No questions? Okay. So I hope that you can do this. There's also the other thing that's taking place, and that's the ICANN events near you. It's not a new thing, but it was somehow a little bit forgotten recently. And that's when ICANN, the firm itself, the organization, creates or has an event that takes place in your country, then or close to you. You can do a search on any events taking place, and you should be able to find out if Fadi is visiting your country or something, and then you can get in touch in advance and hopefully maybe either get an invite to go to that event, or if it's a private event or an event that needs invitations, or you could even get an ICANN speaker to perhaps come to your to an event, an ad hoc event that you might have if it's in the same town or something. It's all about having this synergy of speakers and people and having better communication across from staff all the way to volunteers. It's still in early stages, but hopefully we can get this moving and show the way forward. And seeing nobody having their hand up, then we're already, the hour has passed so fast, we are already at any other business. And there was a question, so I see Sylvia's hands, but I was going to first give the floor to Jean-Jacques Subrenard, who has asked, now just a quick rundown. Jean-Jacques is on the Net Mundial Initiative Board, I believe that's what it's called, and the Uralo had given a good word for him when he first applied last year. And so the question was whether now that there is going to be another, so it's the Net Mundial Initiative Coordination Council, that's the name. And so there will be a Net Mundial Coordination Council meeting in Madrid on 26th of February, and the idea was to find out if Uralo would continue supporting Jean-Jacques' candidacy to continue serving there. Jean-Jacques, would you like to share a few words with us, please?
Yes, thank you for giving me the opportunity, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. So, basically, since joining the Initiative Coordination Council, as soon as it was formed, I have reported back to Uralo orally when the occasion arose in the Uralo meetings and when I was given the opportunity very kindly by Wolf. So I would continue to do that if there are no objections to Uralo continuing to support my candidacy for a new round. As far as the elections are concerned, initially it was believed that the next election would take place in June this year. But because of various events, now this date may be displaced slightly, but in any case, candidates are supposed to make known their interest pretty soon, let's say in the coming weeks. And as we do have a meeting of the Coordination Council in Madrid on the 26th of February, I would like to go there knowing whether I am supported or not by Uralo. So my question to you as chair of Uralo, Olivier, is have you had any written objections?
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. It's Olivier speaking. And no, there have been no objections. I certainly have not received any objections to to our sustained support of your candidacy.
Well, thank
so having
you
received
much,
no objections, I take it that we're fine with it, and you know, we can wish you good luck on another term.
Thanks very much. Thank you, Annette. But I just wanted to say thank you. And so in Madrid, I will present my candidacy supported by Uralo. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much for this, Jean-Jacques. And it would be interesting, actually, if you do have the time to sort of share a little bit what the achievements of this council have been in the past year. I'm not asking for your achievements. I'm saying, you know, the achievements of the council. What has it been doing? And you know, just send a note over to the Uralo mailing list. I think it would be of interest to see what the Net Mundial Initiative is and what people have been doing there. And I do know also that there are some potential projects that are taking place. And a couple of the projects that have been funded are actually from this region. I don't think they're from at-large structures in this region, but they certainly are from this region. And it's interesting to see that Europe is able to have some interesting projects. And so with
this... Yes, certainly. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for this, Jean-Jacques. Any other business to add on this? So just one more thing I wanted to mention, and that's the Uralo brochure. The Uralo board yesterday's call had a look at the trifold brochure, which at the moment is in a PDF format. These are the brochures that we have sent out or shared during mostly during Eurodays, but also during local meetings or ICANN meetings when we were in Europe. They need just a small amount of light updates, and so the Urala board has said that they would be looking at this. We have another month or so, month and a half, to update it. I just thought we could share this with you. There you go. That's the brochure. You can have a quick look at it on your screen. It looks pretty nice. Just a few things need to be updated. Some of the text, perhaps. Maybe we could change one of the pictures or something. And so the Urala board thought it was. If anybody is interested in having a look at this and send us some feedback on it, what can be improved, that would be very welcome indeed. And that's pretty much all for this hour. It's been going very, very fast indeed. The next call is going to be after the Marrakesh meeting. So we are not going to have a Uralo meeting in Marrakesh. And so it will be interesting to see those of you who are traveling there in person. But otherwise, please keep in touch on the mailing list. Join the two task forces. We really need to get some work moving on these. And until next time, I guess that you can have a good week and have a very good month. So I'd like to thank you all. And this call is now adjourned. Thanks and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The meeting has been adjourned. The audio will now be disconnected.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today's call.